Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Femdom Lust. It's Mistress M here, and I just want to wish all you fathers a happy Father's Day. That's another reason why this episode is coming out a little bit later than usual, so sorry about that, guys. I hope you don't mind. On this episode, we're going to be talking about all different types of dominance in the BDSM community and what type of dom I am. So first, let me start off by saying my definition of what a dom is and what a dominant does. I think a dominant is somebody who likes to have control and power and likes to be in charge of somebody else or a certain situation or a scenario or a scene. Somebody who just wants to have somebody else listen to them. It could be like an ego thing or a power thing, or maybe they were used to being repressed their whole life and they just want to gain some footing of their own. I would consider myself a mistress, femdom, which is basically just female domination. So anything that has to do with just me leading and, you know, being top dog, that's what I like to do. Also, just like in general, what my sissy said to me earlier is we have a female-led relationship, so I would be considered making, like, most decisions, I would say. Not big decisions. Obviously, like, we're in a relationship, so if it's a really big decision, then obviously, like, we kind of come together and make that decision together, but for the most part, just like little simple things, like, I don't know, what I want to do for the day or like what I want to eat, like that's basically left up to me. Do you have any other ideas of what our relationship's like or like what type of dom I am that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, mistress, I think what you were saying is there's many, many different types of doms out there, and our relationship is a female-led relationship, like you said, FLR, and pretty much, you wear the pants, I'm the sissy, you're in charge, but like you said, you, big decisions, you know, buying a house, big things, obviously we're going to have a mutual agreement because it goes beyond the relationship, it's going to affect us in a much deeper way than just this kink or lifestyle, so, but obviously that's when your contracts, when you talk about contract, you have agreements, what you're going to go through, what your limits, what your knots, so before you get to that part, you already know what your partner wants and does not want to do. So it's just all about mutual respect. And yeah, mistress, I love it and I love serving under you.
Well, thank you. And like my sissy said before, there are a bunch of different types of doms. There's not just one dom out there. Obviously I'm female, so I'm femdom, mistress, whatever, but you know, there are other ways around where the male is the dominant. Actually, that's actually way more common than female-led relationships or doms. But one dom type of dom that comes to mind that you kind of see a lot is a financial dominatrix or dom. And basically what a financial dom is somebody who, you know, collects money or gifts for essentially their service. So let's say you see this a lot more online when people can't actually fulfill their fantasies in their physical location. So let's say, you're submissive, you can't find anybody in your area and you really want to serve under somebody, it's fun and you want to do it on your side time. You could potentially offer gifts. It's always a gift. You can't just pay them outright because
that's prostitution.
Prostitution. Well, it's not even sex really. Sometimes it's just more companionship or just talking throughout the day or just taking orders from afar. Go ahead,
mistress. I think financial domination, in my mind, is crazy because a lot of times what I've read is there would be subs that are, it's an online relationship. They don't even meet in person. And the mistress will have many, many other subs paying her money just to be their mistress. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, she has many, many subs. She doesn't have the time to really give her time to that sub who's paying her every week. Sometimes his whole paycheck just to serve under her, and they don't even meet in life. It's crazy. I just would never be into that. Like, giving money, buying you things, yeah, I'll do that any day, but I'm with you. I'm physically with you. It's so much better. It's more realistic. I just don't... Financial doms, if that's your thing, that's your thing, but I just could never do it. I like to see the person every day. I like to be in a relationship with
them. There are doms out there that, you know, you do this stuff in person, too. Like, I know there's doms that, like, travel, or they'll meet up with their clients, and, you know, it's not that they don't necessarily have sex with them, but they will play with them.
Pay for play. That's what's not... I'm just not into it. You know, I want a real relationship that's...
Yeah.
You know, full-time with a mistress, and I'm the sub, sissy, whatever, and that's what is my calling. You know, I don't want to just do it part-time.
Yeah. There's also dominants out there that take total financial control of their subs, which would just be like any income that they have, like, they have control over it. Like, what, I mean, obviously they would, if they were a good, you know, dom out there, they would make sure their sissy, or not their sissy, their sub, like, has means to live by and pays their bills and whatever. But they, and anything else, any fun money that they don't need, you know, they can have control over that, which to me is really, I mean, you got to be committed. You got to really want to serve that person, or in order to.
And if you're not meeting in person, I just don't see the what does that sub get?
I also wonder, I mean, I'm not sure because I'm not them, but I also wonder sometimes, like, you know, it's always in, like, society, today's, like, well, not today's day and age, but, you know, back in the day, you know, men were expected to provide for their family, for their, you know what I mean? I mean, it's still expected today, but it's not...
Women are working.
Yeah, you know? Get what I'm saying? But, like, some men, like, just like you, like, get off, like, you get off on wearing female clothes, some men probably get off on, like, being, like... You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you're providing for this woman, 100%.
Yeah.
But the problem I don't get is, now, if you're the only sub for her, okay, that's cool. I get that.
I mean, I think it's kind of hot.
But if you have multiple, subs collecting money, you're not gonna really have a real relationship. You're a cash pig. That's another word for them. They're cash pigs.
Yeah.
Cash piggies. I've seen other YouTube videos. They're called cash piggies, and some of them are even locked in chastity, and they have the keys or whatever, and they're not even in the same state and or country, and they have to give money to be unlocked or something. Or, I mean, I get that. That's kind of cool, but I just, if you're not going to meet the mistress,
I know, but if there's, like I said before, there's a bunch of people that want this lifestyle and can't have it, or there's nobody in their area, or, you know what I mean? If you want something bad enough,
you'll do it.
You'll do it. So, also, next thing that I want to talk about is there's, like, masters and mistresses, which I can, pretty much any female dominant, like, I would consider. Like, they usually call themselves mistress, not all the
time.
Or
goddess, queen.
Yeah, stuff like
empress.
That. Yeah, so basically, this is somebody who is super into the BDSM lifestyle, tries to live it 24/7, and wants to have somebody who just is under them as, like, a submissive or a slave, or somebody just looking to serve them. You know what I mean? That's the whole point of a master, right? You think of a dog and its owner, like that. Owner could be considered its master. So basically, it's somebody who's like a companion, but also somebody who's going to serve you, be loyal to you, and do things for you, essentially. Do you have any other?
Yes, mistress. The whole master or the mistress, I feel it's almost the same thing as our relationship. It's just reverse roles, and like you said, it's
the
more
master, yeah.
More common for dominant men and a submissive woman, like 50 Shades of Grey, as everyone else heard, you know, it's like mainstream. But yeah, I mean, it'd be cool to have a dungeon in your house, you know, Like, you know how in the movie how he has like that red room or whatever?
That'd
be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be down for that. That'd be awesome to have a room that's locked and you can keep it locked so no one can go in there except you and your mistress or whoever. That'd be awesome, but that room probably costs, who knows? Sex toys cost a lot of money.
And I'm talking like an official room. Like, get some soundproof stuff going on in there, real dark, not like a regular room with you just throw some toys in there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start somewhere, you know.
Yeah. But, like, you know how they make it, like, I don't know how they make it look in the movies. Looks so cool, even though it's like, it's like if you had a lot of money, it's not unrealistic, but. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. Another type of doms would be like daddies. Or mommies, I guess, too. Right? So these are the type of people who like to take on the role of like a dad or a mom. And they focus on like caring for their submissives and like guiding them. This also, I kind of feel like, goes into the role of like the like brat submissives, like
baby wear, diaper wear.
Yes, there's
a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, but you don't always have to be into diapers and like an infant. I guess there's like different age groups, right? When you're talking about the brats and the babies, there's some people who like to be treated like a baby and be taken care of like a baby, wearing diapers. Sleeping in a crib, getting changed, acting like a baby. There's that, right? And then you have, like, maybe the brats who like to act like bratty little teenagers.
Like toddlers?
They like to be scolded or punished or time out. There's, like, that. And then there's also, like, I wouldn't say, I don't know. Like, there's also just, like, that generic, like, oh, like, do this to me, daddy. But it doesn't necessarily mean... I don't know how, you get what I'm saying? Like, how many people, like, even if you don't even know anything about, like, this kinky life, you know, they're as a joke, like, oh, that's my daddy, or, like, something like that, you know what I mean? I don't know, because I'm not into this fantasy, but I'm sure there's people out there that really do have a fantasy of, like, just, like, a fatherly figure, or, like, their dad. Like, not specifically their dad, but, like... You know what I mean? Like, having that type of relationship with them.
They want maybe an older male, maybe.
I mean, how many...
Sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Call him daddy, get gifts.
How many times have you seen, like, on, I don't know, porn, like, you'll see, like, oh, stepdad, or, like, does this, or, like, stepmom does this, and it's just, like, or even, like, stepsister, like, just like, those weird little things that are, like, I don't know, just out there and different, but people have kinks for them. So, another... thing would be people who are just like super into like just physical punishment.
So the BDS, like, what's it called? Sadist? No, that's pain. That's pain.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, right?
Well, yeah, to get whipped hard enough where you actually break skin and start bleeding, like, and pain, you know?
Mm-hmm, just stuff like that. Like, that would also, like, I would consider that, like, okay, the person who's getting... in pain, like, that would be, like, kind of, like, I don't, like, you're submissive, like, below you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you're being punished, I get, but I don't want just pain for fun, I guess. Like, being, if I did something wrong and mistress punished me, okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason for it, you're going to learn, you know? Now, just to get whipped for fun?
Well, these are people who gain sexual pleasure from, you know, just pain. Hurting other people. And sometimes it's not always... physical pain, it could be mental pain as well, like, you know, just constantly putting that person down, or just causing them distress
to
their emotional state, I guess.
That's what humiliation does.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. It's turn on.
Another type would probably be like mentor, like trainee relationship, where you have someone who is guiding someone else and teaching them how to be a better submissive
or dom.
Yep. It's just somebody who's guiding them in a sense to understand more about the lifestyle or how certain things are done, or just somebody who wants to learn more. So you could essentially have a dominant who's kind of being in control of another dominant and teaching them the ways of how to be dominant to someone else. So this kind of reminds me of like a cuckold situation. Not really, because think about it. You have like, let's say mistress, dominant. And then you have a bull who is also
a dom.
And he could essentially be telling, like, taking control over me, showing me what a real man does, and you're just on the sideline watching or doing whatever I tell you to do or whatever he tells you to do.
Yeah.
So that's like another...
That sounds very erotic, mistress.
Yeah. So, like, that's an interesting situation. That's two doms and, like, one submissive there.
Yeah, I could see that being fun.
Or you could have, you know, like, just a dom and then, like, a couple submissives. I mean, I'm sure you could even have a submissive helping another submissive on how to be a better submissive.
Oh, for sure. Especially if you met another couple, a dom and sub, and you guys got closer. And obviously the doms are going to kind of maybe give them pointers to the other doms. And then maybe the subs can get together and say, hey, I do this when mistress does this. She likes this, blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, you just learn off each other's experiences and you have opinions. And someone's going to be better at something than you. So, yeah, there's a whole ton, bunch of stuff. And this lifestyle, I mean, it's just like you turn another rock, you see something else. I mean, you keep pulling the string. It's just more and more. You dive so deep into this stuff, and there's just so much out there. It's amazing. You would never knew this stuff existed before maybe the internet, you know? I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of... It's interesting to me to always see people's kinks, and I'm like, wow, you know, I would have never thought of that on my own. And it's like, it's crazy how people stumble into these things, like, you know what I mean?
Yes, it's just like
just one event happens to you during your lifetime and you're like, wow, I'm kind of into this.
Yeah, I wore women's clothes and then it just turned me on, and then I turn the whole sissy serving another woman. I mean, it's like I didn't think it was real, you know? It's just crazy.
It's kind of exciting to me because there's so much out there to explore. So even if you get bored with one thing, you can always try something new. And even if you don't like it, you can stop it at any time you want, but there's always something to try to keep your sex.
Exactly, especially
in your
the
life.
Vanilla lifestyle.
Boring.
Yeah, eventually you do it all. I mean, I know there's tons of different styles, but eventually you're doing kind of the same thing.
You're just switching your sex position. This, you're actually switching, you could switch
roles.
That's another thing too.
People, even.
That's another thing too. Switching roles, right?
That, a switch.
Yeah, which is intriguing in itself because usually, you know, as a person, you have like a certain type of mindset and you're either more dominant or more submissive, but there are people who like taking on both roles. And that's, I feel like, is better for people who get bored in their roles. You know what I mean? So you're like, one day, oh, I'm feeling feisty, let me be a dominant. The next day,
yeah,
I want to serve. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I could. That's definitely not me. But I could see, like, with the whole cuckold bowl thing, maybe the mistress is a dom to the sissy, but then maybe she's a submissive maybe a little bit to the bowl.
Yeah, that's
bowl.
What I was saying before.
Like that,
yeah.
I could see that being a real thing, you know, because obviously...
Well, that is a real thing. That's yeah. Why a lot of people like it.
Alpha male come in. Obviously, the dom female might be like, maybe get a little submissive side come out, you know? It might be exciting and be a different change of pace. And then the sissy still gets his fix, you know? So it's like a win-win, so... Yeah, the switch. Yeah, if you're into, like, both sides, I mean, I guess you can have more fun. But I definitely, I mean, my past jobs was alpha male type, and I just love being able to just take all that crap off and just be a submissive sissy, and it just makes me feel free in a way.
Another type of dom that I really didn't even think about being considered, like, in control, which totally makes sense now that I've, like, looked it up and like talked about it, is there's the people, they're considered feeders, which these are the people that like somebody to be in control of, like, basically what somebody eats. So, like, essentially they probably like bigger women, and or they like bigger men, doesn't always have to be women, but they want to feed them, you know what I mean? They constantly feed them to gain more and more
get
weight.
Them fat.
Yes, that's a thing.
Oh,
that's a thing. Where they want their woman or man or whatever to just stuff their face constantly. I mean, there's even videos of this on you know, porn sites where women are just sitting there like eating, and some people love it. They love it. It's a thing. And if you think about it, it would be considered dominant, right? Because you're telling somebody
you're
else
forcing
you got to eat that. You have to eat that. I want you to get bigger. You have to eat that.
Or the other way around.
Yeah. That's also a thing. Well, maybe that's to me is more, I don't know. That's a little bit different to me, but it's more like I don't want you to eat that because
the Don wants you to get thinner, you know,
or something. Yeah. That's to me is also a thing, but this is like a specific like fantasy or a fetish.
I think of the movie Matilda. Or that little fat kid's eating the pie.
Uh-huh.
The cake.
Yes.
Because he stole the cake or something. And that principal is telling him, eat, eat, eat. And he's like stuffing his face and he actually gets a stomachache.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally it.
There's people who definitely get off on that. And I just like, I always thought, I didn't think of it as like dominant, but it really is kind of. It's a different sense. You're not putting in like all these other aspects, but you're telling them to do something and they're listening, right? And you get off on it. That would be a dominant.
Yeah, because power's, you know, erotic. You know, being in control can be, you know, power corrupts. Absolutely. Everyone's heard that saying.
And yeah. I guess there is also something, which I haven't really seen much of this, but breeders, which is people who, like, consider humans like animal or livestock.
That's weird.
And they like, you know, like feeding, like consider like you're feeding the animals or breeding the animals or milking. You're milking the animals, right? I milk you sometimes. I mean, I don't think of you as an animal, but I guess that's a thing too.
More like getting that prostate healthy still, but no orgasm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see you being, if you're into like being like a puppy or animals and you go to some dom who's like a farmer. And you're no longer a human being. You're kind of just like an animal. And
well, see, I don't know. I kind of make those two like separate. I don't know if they're separate, but I think there's a specific like livestock fetish, and then there's like just like the puppy kitten fetish
or animals.
Yeah,
you don't even go to the bathroom
there's
inside the house.
There's people who like I've pony seen. Play. That's another one where they like to dress up. Or they have like towels and like they have like chokers in their mouth, which would be considered like bits and stuff like that, and they like to be like ponies, I guess.
Furniture too.
Yeah,
it's another one. You know, that's you're a footrest
you're
for
object.
Your mistress.
You're an object. Inanimate. How do you say it?
Inanimate. Inanimate yeah. Object.
Yeah. So those, yeah, that's also, that's not dom. We're getting kind of off the topic now, but those, that's another.
Well, it's dom if you make your sub be a footstool for you.
If you like whatever. That, right? Like, you know? Crouch on your knees and get on your palms. I want to sit on you. Or
I could see that being erotic for a little bit.
There are some people I've seen that use their mouths as like ashtrays. Like, oof.
Oh, and urinals.
Oh, I feel like ashtrays would be worse because that's painful. Ashes going into your mouth?
Yes, mistress, but being peed into would be pretty. Or I think they even do the poop. That is disgusting. I mean, urine, you might not get sick, but poop, I don't know how you would not get sick.
We are not bashing on anybody's fetishes.
I don't know how you wouldn't get sick. So if you guys are into that pee and poop thing, email us. I'm just curious to see how that works, honestly.
Yeah, I want to know why. Like, I want to know why.
I mean, I get the pee thing, you know, me being peed on, you know, humiliation.
Yeah, that.
Degradation, I get that. You know, being a sissy, I could see that being a
poop
thing.
Poop in the mouth, though.
But
I
poop,
don't know.
I just don't see that being safe. You know, at the end of the day, we love each other, and you got to be safe still, you know? You're not trying to actually literally hurt someone. So, but I mean, some people out there don't really love their partners, or it's more pay for play, or. But even then, they're being professionals. They can't hurt their clients because they want them coming back to be healthy and pay more money, right? Doesn't make sense to hurt your client. But yeah, if you're into that kind of like urination, poop thing, ashtray thing, degradation, email us. And if you guys have a dungeon in your room, I'm curious to how that worked too.
Yep, femdomlust@gmail.com.
And if you guys got dungeons out there, just curious how you did it. You know, I did one little piece by piece. Just curious, because that's awesome.
Another type of dominant would be considered primals, which primals are somebody who, this also kind of goes into
monkeys?
Like.
Monkeys?
No. Like somebody, like, I don't know how to exactly say it. I think it's more like, it's going along with like the animal type of thing, but like, more like, think about your
caveman?
You're somebody, you're. No, stop it. No. It's somebody who is like, you know, animals, they prey on other things. They try and get the woman, the female, their natural instincts. You know what I mean? So, like,
like a bull?
They get off on, like, fear, vulnerability, like, I don't know how to explain it, really, or just...
I don't really know either, mistress. That sounds... A dom who's preying on a sub?
No, like animalistic ways. You know what I mean?
Like savage-ish.
Kind of, yeah. Like
aggressive.
Like either it could be a prey. You're looking at them as like a prey. Or you're looking at them as... No, not food. You're looking at them as something you want to conquer and just take control over. Or even, you know, like let's say, you know how... animals, you know, you got to impress the female too. Mm. Like that, you're just top alpha dog. You're top, like, the king of tiger.
So,
I don't know.
A bull, potentially?
Yeah.
Like an alpha male type?
Yeah.
Coming in, stealing the girl? I guess?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's hard to explain because I'm not really it, but it's just more like... Like, if you think of a tiger trying to get its lioness or something. You know what I mean?
Lioness is a lion. A tiger is a tiger. A tigress, I guess.
A lion trying to get its lioness. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, Simba getting his Nala.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Or Mufasa.
I guess I don't really know too much about this one, but...
If you guys do, maybe we need to learn something. Because I'm not really sure.
I'm trying to explain this best.
I can see a sex scene in the woods. You're dressing up like cats.
No!
And you go after your Nala.
You go after your Nala, yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess there's like growling and moaning involved, you know?
Oh, wow.
Are you just different, like.
Your animals.
Yeah, like, think about, like, let's say I was, like, doing you. Like, let's say I had a strap on and I was, like, fucking you in the butt, and I was going up to your ear, and I was going, rah, rah,
that sounds, like, pretty cool, mistress. So. Anytime you have a strap on, you know, I'm game.
Yeah, like, I'm just being, like, almost like an animal, just kind of...
That sounds sexy.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm trying, but I don't know. I'm trying to explain it the best that I can, but, yeah. So if you're into that primal stuff, and you like to be the Tiger King, not making any, you know, jokes on Joe Exotic.
You guys should check that out if you haven't watched it.
I love Joe Exotic.
Check this up, the tink.
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess it's just like...
okay, next.
Yeah.
On your agenda, mistress.
I guess there's also things called, like... protectors, which is somebody who basically just, like, during a scene.
Oh, I know about that. Like, I've read or listened to other people saying that if you go to, like, those like a munches, and they set up like a play time session for people, and I know we haven't been to one, but maybe if you guys have, you can email us about that too. I'm just curious. I like learning experiences. I just get off on it, I guess. Not get off on it. I like to learn to see how people do. Anyways, so there's kind of like people who are not part of the scene. They are just there, and they're protectors, like you said, mistress. And if they see something going too hard, too out of the norm, too bad, too fast, too dangerous, pretty much, they go in and stop that scene immediately.
Okay.
There's a name for them.
This is kind of like, I don't know, remember the show we watched on Netflix? What was that called?
Oh, it was on he was like a, his
there was actually, oh my god, you guys gotta watch this.
His friend. His friend was a mistress, like clients.
He had,
and he protected
somewhere,
her.
I don't, what is it called, though?
I don't know, he was a helper.
There's a show on Netflix that there's a mistress in it. She's like a college student, I think. And one of her friends had like this, I don't want to say apartment, but there was like some area that he had rented out, and there's different rooms where clients would come in and get dumped. And he invited her into this lifestyle, I think. Or she... No, she's
the dom.
Yeah, she's the dom. She invited him
into
the lifestyle. He needed a job. And he was the protector. So basically, they would just kind of like stand outside the room, essentially with the door closed. Or, you know, I guess you could go in there as well. But like they make sure that the mistress is safe. The person who is... in the room, everything's good. Like, they're not doing anything.
They're making
and in one
sure
of the episodes, he actually...
Participated a little bit.
Yeah.
He peed.
Yes, he got peed on.
Yes, because the guy had a fetish. He wanted to be peed on by a male. That's why, I think.
Yeah, so he was part of the play session, and he wasn't really into it at first, but she's like, you're my friend. You're doing this for me. You know what I mean? But there was one episode where somebody got out of hand or something, and it wasn't the friend, but one of the protectors had to step in and, you know,
shut it down. That's, you know.
Now, this isn't really more like, this isn't really like a lifestyle. This is more just like a job, a role that you
pay for play. Obviously, we don't need a protector for me and mistress because, we're in a relationship together. But that's for someone, if you don't know them, you're taking on clients, you need maybe protection because you don't know who's coming into your studio, you know? Gotta be safe.
There's also dominants out there that I don't know how to explain it. They almost want to take the care of people. I know it kind of sounds weird because it's more like the submissive's role, but they want to like take care of the damsel in distress and make sure they're emotionally well and physically well and financially well. And this reminds me exactly of 50 Shades of Grey. Christian Grey takes care of Anastasia, okay? He makes sure she's safe. He's a protector. He's financially there for her. He's emotionally there for her. He wants to make sure she has everything she needs. And she's portrayed as innocent and naive. And he, like a damsel in distress. And he is there for her.
And she never wants his money. I'm like, no. I don't want that $50,000 check. Take that back.
Anyway. She gets it anyway.
Oh, that's stupid.
But, yeah, I'm obviously during their play sessions, he's dominant and he punishes her or whatever. I feel like the characters play on a lot of different sides of being dominant, but that is like, you know, and I feel like, I don't know, like I'm also kind of caring like that. Like, obviously, I want to make sure you're emotionally well and like, you know what I mean? If you're in a relationship with somebody, I feel like that has to be part of it. But there's specifically people who get off on like innocent damsel in distress girls.
Nurturing type.
Yeah.
I could see like a mom, I guess, if you're into like a female sub or male sub and you want to be the maternal figure.
Yeah.
Or even father figure, just caring for your young one, I guess.
There's also role-playing dominance, which would be people who, you know, during a session or a play session, you would be dressed up as the cop or any authority
figure.
Yeah, any authority role or like teacher, boss,
judge.
Yeah, like you're just, I mean, that would be a fun, it's more of a fantasy. It's like a quick, like, during this scene, we're going to do this during that.
Wearing
scene.
Outfits is always fun.
Yeah,
so, especially if they're girl
you
stuff.
Play that role. And maybe, like, you're not, you know, you're not always that role. So, that's just another way people like to show dominance. I'm sure there's even more roles out there or dominance, type of dominance. But those are the ones that, you know, I kind of just wanted to touch upon. There are more.
There's probably hundreds of them.
Yeah. You can't even think of them all. I'm sure there's stuff that, like, anybody can come up with a fetish. I mean.
Yeah. How did these even start?
But these are some pretty popular ones. All right, guys. Well, that's all the doms that I can think of. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Next episode, we're going to be talking about toys, you know, the different types of toys out there, what we think are cool, what we want to try, and what we use now. So stay tuned for that episode, and I guess I'll see you guys next week. Bye.